Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins us on the AT&T hotline. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Okay, Dale, how are we doing?
We're doing Michael, great.
Jerry.
Hey, Bill. It's a lot warmer where you are, although I got to be honest with you, it was like 65 here. I'm not sure you gained as much as you thought you were going to gain.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think this, you know, a lot of things went into it, but combined with the travel and we'll see how the weather turns out, but, you know, whatever it is, we're in it, so that's what we're going to play in.
I wanted to ask you about the game yesterday. Lots of things to get into. Let's go toward the end of it. You have the ball with less than 3 minutes to play, and you have a chance to take the lead. What were you thinking at that point? Did you think that if you didn't have a sack on third and nine, were you going to go for the win, or was it just take the points and use the timeouts to get the ball back?
Well, yeah, of course we were trying to
go for the touchdown. Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course that's what we were trying to do. You know, we ended up 4th and 17. There was still, you know, 2 minutes and 40 seconds or 50 seconds, whatever it was. There's still time to, you know, if we make the kick, stop them. We had the 2-minute warning, 2 timeouts, get the ball back. We need a field goal to win. I mean, that was what we were playing for at that point. But if we had been able to, you know, keep the ball moving and get it down closer to, you know, or a better situation, of course we were trying to score a touchdown to take the lead. Yeah.
I didn't phrase it the right way. In other words, if you had, say it's 4th and short, 4th and 2, 4th and 3, would you have kicked the field goal, gone for the field goal in that situation, or was it your mission at that point to try to get a touchdown, even if it had been on 4th and 2, 4th and 3?
Well, we'd already gone for it earlier in that same situation, 4th and 3, 4th and 4, whatever it was. I can't remember, but something like that. So, if we had been in a similar situation, I don't know. It would depend on exactly what it was and the time and circumstance and all that. But we'd already done it earlier, so certainly wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah, Bill, when you got flagged for the your defense got flagged for the too many men on the field penalty, I thought, well, this is the most unpatriot-like penalty I've ever seen. And of course, it wasn't a Patriots penalty. What the hell did the refs see on that? What did they tell you?
That they thought that there were too many men, and you know, they obviously counted the guys coming on and counted the guys coming off and thought that one more came on than went off, and they made a mistake and then they corrected it. So you know, that's, look, we all make them, and if they make them and they're able to correct it, then you know, at least they got it right, and, you know, we moved on and played the next play. So, look, we all make mistakes in the games, coaches, players, officials, and all that. Nobody makes them intentionally, and I thought that, you know, Ed Hockley and that crew are really, they're one of the better crews that we have. And I think Ed Hockley does a great job of, you know, keeping the games under control and kind of letting the players play but not allowing any cheap, you know, after the play type stuff, which I didn't think there was, you know, that was a part of the game yesterday, like maybe it was the week before. So I think that crew did a good job, and, you know, on that particular play, they made a mistake and they corrected it.
Bill, you guys ran the ball 18 times yesterday. Did you get imbalanced pass to run because of what Green Bay took away from you, or did you guys just get away from the run maybe on your own accord?
I don't really say we got away from it. We ran the ball throughout the game. We just didn't have the ball for enough plays. We had the ball more. We would have run more of everything. We would have run it more. We would have thrown it more. We would have had more plays, and we had better control of the game. We just didn't have enough plays, and that was because we had, you know, only 8 possessions for us in the game, and on 4 of those they were quick possessions. You know, 3 and out or 1 first down, and Green Bay was, you know, did a better job of keeping the ball than we did. They converted more 3rd downs. They had more time possession, and, you know, we were better in the red area than, and, you know, had 3 touchdowns. They only had 2, but their ability to move the ball and eventually kick those field goals ended up being the difference in the game. So, you know, I don't think there was really anything in the game that we felt not good about offensively. There were just times where we didn't have the kind of execution that we needed, whether it was, you know, we had a penalty or a negative play or something that, you know, we had two situations where we came up fourth and one. One, we missed the third and one, and one, we caught a pass a yard short of the first down. So, you know, if we could just done a little bit better in those situations, we would have been able to, again, have more plays and more runs and more passes and more everything, but we didn't.
Can you give us a sense of what it's like to prepare for this team? I mean, they have so much offensive depth. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, it's the first time he has played against the Patriots. So that's one element you haven't seen. And the fact that you haven't played there in 8 years, and the last group of Patriots to play there, a lot of those guys are retired. Just give us an idea of what it was like to try to digest all the things that they do and get it across to your players.
Well, I mean, you know, Coach McCarthy does a great job with that team and does a great job with the offense. They're well balanced. They have good talent on their team at all positions on the offensive line, skill positions, and obviously they have a great quarterback who can hurry in a lot of different ways, but. Most particularly his tremendous accuracy, both in the pocket and on the run. So, but, you know, we've seen a lot of good offenses. We see a lot of good players. I mean, every team's got good players and talented people. So, you know, it'll be like that again this week. It's been like that for a lot of weeks. And, you know, you prepare and you look at their tendencies and you look at your matchups and you got to go out and compete against them down after down. And that's everybody across the board. And as you said, they're well-balanced, and that's true. You can't just take one guy away or take one thing away. They have too many other things that they can do. So, and we have to play good team defense. And I think in the second half, we were able to do a much better job of that than we did in the first half, obviously. But, you know, some damage had already been done. So, we've just got to, you know, just all got to do a better job of playing and coaching and executing. And but they're a tough team to defend and a tough team to stop. But I mean, so are all the other teams in the league too. So we're just going to have to, you know, work harder and prepare better and perform better.
Bill, sitting back here watching from our sofas, it looked like there were several plays where receivers were pushing off and getting away with it. And Darrell Revis mentioned one on the Nelson touchdown. He didn't say, you know, that was why he scored, but it just sort of seems like the league isn't emphasizing that on the offensive PIs the way they talked about. Is that fair to say?
You know, I think you'd really have to talk to the league about those questions. I mean, we can look at any individual play and talk about it, but as far as any kind of league thing, that's something that you should probably talk to Dean Blandino or the league office about. But it's, you know, it's like everything else in sports. It's each game and each officiating crew has its own unique characteristics. And you know, as well as I do in basketball, you can go watch a game and watch the same team play, and one night they have 10 fouls and the next night they have 40 fouls. And I don't know if there's that much difference in the way they play or the way the game's being called. So, again, I thought last night that the Ed Hockley crew, for the most part, let the players play. You know, there were only four penalties called on both teams. One was a delay game penalty, one was a false start, so there's really no judgment in those calls. And you know, the other penalties, they called three on each team and they were, you know, they let them play. So I don't think that was the problem in the game. And however the game's being officiated, we just have to do business as business is being done and play it accordingly. That's part of the gamesmanship and the competitive nature of the game, that, you know, we all have to have a feel and a kind of gamesmanship for when as it takes place and unfolds.
Teddy Bruschi told us earlier that he really appreciated the chess match that seemed to be going on throughout the course of this game. What an intellectual game it was. Did you find that you and your staff were having to make more adjustments than in the course of a normal game because of the things Mike McCarthy and his staff were throwing at you? Did he show you things you weren't expecting?
I don't think there was. I mean, look, they have a big volume of offense, so you know, you see the 100% of it over the course of your preparation, but you don't know which 30 or 40% they're necessarily going to run against you. You maybe put your chips on a couple of numbers of what you think they're going to do, but then beyond that, you could get a lot of different things. You know, we expected Cobb in the backfield based on the way we had shown some matchups in previous games, so that wasn't a big surprise. You know, we got picked on the one play where he came out of there and, you know, we just couldn't get the coverage over to him quick enough. But, you know, I don't think this was a big, yeah, there were a lot of adjustments. I mean, I agree with that. And they used a lot of different personnel groups on defense and their sub defense that, you know, they switched up during the game and as we did, and we switched up some of our alignments and they switched up their formations, but I don't know that that's like that abnormal, but you know, it was certainly part of that game. There was definitely some switching and matching going on and trying to, you know, trying to get calls made to handle some of the things that they were doing, or maybe they were doing things to try to handle some of the formations that we were giving them.
You know, Bill, I want to get your take on the drive of the week. It's brought to you by the all-new 2015 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, raising the bar yet again as the benchmark in luxury sports sedans. Visit MBUSA.com or your nearest dealer today. This one is tough, Bill, because you got three drives of 70-plus yards that led to touchdowns for you guys. Which one of those three do you feel was the most significant with the way the game went yesterday?
Well, probably the first one, because it, you know, kind of put us back in the game. We hadn't held the ball for very much, and then we were able to, you know, go down and score a touchdown and, you know, kind of pull ourselves back into, you know, at least making it a one-score game. So I thought that was an important drive for us.
Bill, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the week in California. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
That is Patriots coach Bill Belichick. Our conversation with the coach is brought to you, as always, by SBLI. Do what Teddy Bruschi did and get affordable, dependable life insurance from SBLI, the company that has protected over 1 million families since 1907. Visit SBLI.com today. Vince Wilfork.